Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome to the full-time Devils takeover of XS Manchester. This is the show where we talk Manchester United for the next hour. And if you are listening on the radio or watching on YouTube, you can get in touch by calling 0345 111 7625. The man with the cough is Webby. Hello, Webby.
Good evening, Joseph.
And we've got Abdul as well, fresh from Barcelona, landed just to have a chat with us. We've got so much to talk about, the Barcelona defeat. I've got four callers already lined up, Keith and Dave and Neil, and Andy Tate is calling as we speak. We're going to get them on the phone to have a chat about Manchester United. Probably the defeat to Barcelona is on everyone's mind. But if you want to talk about the Premier League, you want to talk about top four, if you want to mention maybe VAR coming into the Premier League next season, I mean,
I love that baby. 0345
111 7625. Abdul, we'll get your stories about Barcelona. You spent a day with Statman Dave, but we are going to go to the call straight away because it is my final phone in on the full-time Devils takeover. I'll tell you more about that after we have a chat with Keith. Hello, Keith.
Evening, Keith.
Hello.
How are you, Keith? Right. Talk to us. You're our first caller. What do you want to say, mate?
I want to talk about the players. It's just, I think we have a weak mentality now. I think we don't have a winning mentality. We don't have, this isn't our squad, let's get it right now. We need a massive clear out in the summer. And Barcelona proved it. They schooled us from, say, the 15th minute. It's, we don't have a winning mentality. The players don't have the United mentality. They go into games.
So is it not something Ollie can put into the players then, or do you think it's, that's it?
He needs a pre-season to put it into the players, but they've got until the end of the season to prove themselves, and if they don't prove themselves, go.
Keith, just let me come in, pal. I understand what you're saying. One thing we lack is a leader. We've got no leaders on that pitch, you know. I've been spoilt over the years. I'm a lot older than you, son. I've seen Robbo in his heyday. I've seen Keno. I've seen Vidic. Seen everyone. At the moment, we've got no one, you know. That's one of the problems the club have got to address in Solskjaer. We need leaders on that pitch, you know. I didn't go over to Barcelona, but I've seen the first goal, and I've seen Ashley Young clapping his hands now. No disrespect to Ashley, but he's not a captain material, and he's not Manchester United captain material. So that's another massive job we've got to do. But I think we've got a winning mentality, because it wasn't so long ago we'd won every game by one, you know. So, you know, we know what Barcelona are like. Barcelona are a great team, you know, and obviously we already beat Liverpool in the semi-final. Great team, and I think Barcelona had another couple of gears to go up. You know, I think after the first 10, 15 minutes, we should have scored a goal, which would have brought us back into the tie, but we never. They scores a goal, bad defence, and then obviously the goalkeeper makes a mistake and it's game over. But, you know, let's back Ollie. You know, let's see what the summer brings and we'll move forward together.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Keith. We're going to go to Dave now. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
What do you want to talk about? When City come to Old Trafford, that's your notes.
Yeah, basically, it's more of a question for you guys. When City come to United, and you probably will hate me for saying this, but I've said this all along. Now, we all know, all Man United fans know that we don't want Liverpool winning the league. So my question for you guys is, when City come to United, do you want City to win, to beat us, just so they could win the league, to keep the Premier League in Manchester? That's my question.
Go on, Dave, talk about that.
No chance, mate. I think you just got to take it game by game. And if City are going to drop points, if Liverpool are going to drop points, just hope that they do it in the other games. You can't just roll over. That's not the United way, and it's a bit mad, but you can't stand, obviously, Liverpool winning the league, but eventually you can see it will happen. It's just you can't roll over because we need to be at the top. You can't do.
I know what you're saying.
You just can't. Yeah, you can't.
I want Manchester United to football club to win a darts match against City.
Yeah.
I will never ever go inside Old Trafford wanting my team to lose.
100%.
Whether it gives another team the title or anything. If we beat City, then we beat City.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not bothered who wins the league. All I'm bothered about is Manchester United Football Club. If Liverpool win the league, they win the league because they're the best team in the country, same as City. But for United fans, if any United fans are going to go next Wednesday into that ground and want us to lose, then you're not a friend of mine.
Yeah, to be fair, we all like crack a bit of jokes about it, and I've had a laugh about it, you know, about Aguero scoring the fifth goal and everyone having, you know, but you just can't take the loss, man. You're playing your local rivals, of course, and you just got to go for that game. We need to be in the top four. So, you know, potentially you got Spurs potentially getting to the Champions League final, Chelsea, Arsenal going far in Europe, and hopefully they go the distance and lose. Because, you know, you'd like to see them sort of fall off in Europe prior to the end. And at the same time, fall out the top four. That is the dream. It is difficult. But if that happens, it's an ideal situation for United fans. But yeah, we just got to be concerned with ourselves and make sure that we're in that top four.
Indeed. We'd love to know your thoughts on that one. Get into the comments section. We're going to have a chat now with Neil, who wants to talk about Ashley Young. Hello, Neil.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Neil.
Good to speak to you.
Cheers for calling, Neil. What do you want to talk about Ashley Young?
Yeah, the first point, that was 2 points. The first one is about Ashley Young. You might remember about 8 years ago that Gary Neville famously went off the pitch against West Brom at half-time. Yes. I kind of feel that like Ashley Young's time to do that has probably come now, to be fair. That's my first point.
You think Ashley Young should just call it a day?
Yeah, I do, to be honest. It's not his fault that he's been shoehorned into a position for the last quite a few years, to be fair. I just feel like his time has probably come now.
And what would you think to him if he doesn't, if he still plays on? I mean, he's got a year extension at United.
To be honest, like, I haven't got a problem in saying he's a squad player, but I certainly wouldn't want him to be like first 11 player next season. I would say that.
I think next season, we spoke about it before, and I think that he will play, get less and less of game time. I think we'll bring another full-back into the club. We got the young boy who's come over. And I do think I think one of the reasons why the club actually kept him, we need these characters around. We lost too many a few years back. We need these big presences around. Now, I'm not saying he's going to start every game. Hopefully he doesn't, you know what I mean? But he will start the odd game. And we've got to back him if he plays, you know. That what he got the other night on social media was absolutely disgraceful. And then anybody who's racially abusing a player for his performance, this player, any player does not go out to perform as badly as he did. Now, he had a shocking game, but to be racially abused, and some of the stuff I've seen, I tell you what, they're not reds in my eyes.
Yeah, I thought the racist abuse was absolutely out of order.
Disgraceful.
Can I make a second point?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, the second point is about a director of football, as they like to call it these days. I feel like someone like Paul Mitchell could be a good appointment, or maybe like Van der Sar, because I feel like the trouble is, if you have like a Glazer yes man, I hate using that term, but it's kind of how I feel. Yeah. Like sort of this John Murto guy, then he's not going to be, you know, controlling transfers. He'll just be like Ed's puppet almost.
Yeah.
And he needs, like, Ed's got to quit this obsession with buying what I call like shirt sellers.
100%, mate. I wanted to chat about that actually today. I think the current problem we got is the structure of the club is an absolute mess, mate. I think the scouting system is shocking. We integrate the youth really well into the side. I think we do that pretty well. You got to understand that. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that we're still continuing. But overall, the structure of the club, what structure is there? The contracts, that all has to be done through a director of football. Now, someone like Paul Mitchell, someone that all the top teams in Europe now want as a director of football, something United are crying out for, why hasn't Ed Woodward locked that down? It's like a Liverpool fan, like a hardcore Liverpool fan's running our club for a mess, the way the contracts have been done, saying that we're renewing Smalling, Jones and Young for resale value. That doesn't make sense, because you're going to be paying their contracts. You're going to end up losing money regardless. So it's just the things that we're not making money. We're losing money. We're not making the right decisions. That's why a director of football has to be in. Ed Woodward loves control. He needs to delegate, and he needs a director of football in within the next 2 months to work with Ollie, because the fans aren't having it anymore. We're not a laugh. We can see what's going on at the club. Ed Woodward needs to step up and bring someone in the next 2 months and be serious about running the club.
I think also with Mr. Woodward, he's not my cup of tea, you know, from previous shows. I think the buck's going to stop in a bit and people are going to start looking at him. You know, he's had four managers now. They've not worked out. The first three, mm-hmm. And people were saying, hang on a minute, well, you've been a big saying who's getting this job. You're giving this contract out with the help of the owners. So people start looking at him, and you spot on Abdul. Mm-hmm. It's impenetrable now we have this director of football. You know, all the big teams have had it for years. And it's something I never really thought of, because in the days of Fergie, he was director of football, he was a kit man, he was everything. But now you need it. And it's got to be done, like you're saying, it's got to be in place. It should be in place now.
Yeah.
But if we go into next season without a director of football, or not the right person as a director of football, I just fear more and more gloom for us Reds.
XS Manchester, the Manchester Football Social, full-time Devils. Give us a call, 0345 111 7625. The legend, Andy Tate, he's been on the line. Hello, Andy.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Evening, gents, you OK?
Thank you, mate. You calling me because it's my final show, Andy? You calling me to say goodbye?
Yeah, I'll miss you, mate. Here I go, then.
Tell me, Andy, your thoughts on the game, then, and also whatever you want to get off your chest. This is your time, mate.
Oh, well, I was disappointed, like all Reds, and the best bit of the night was the United fans, like Abdullah, he was out there, they're all singing their heads off, and that was the best bit of the night. But it goes back, this summer, and it is very massive now, and Solskjaer got the cojones to say to some of these United players, the Deadwood, you're not good enough. Can he do it? Will he do it?
Do you think he'll do it, Andy?
I'm not going to name names. I think he has to. Seriously, because Ashley Young, Chris Smalling, we all go on about this. Phil Jones, they need to be put out of the misery. And it's getting to a point, even my dad's like, he's just shaking his head all the time, my dad. It's disheartening to watch. And like I say, these next three games, I would say Chelsea, Everton, City, they'll make a breaker at the top four. They really will. And then Ed Woodward's going to answer questions again in the summer, like you say, with the director of football, because he's tipping point for the fans now. And season ticket renewals are coming soon as well, and there has to be an appointment sooner for the director of football and the vision that's going forward for this club, because like I said at the last derby, where we are is where we're going to finish if you don't spend in January, and this is where we are now. I said that after we lost 3-1 at the Etihad, look where we are.
Andy, are you disappointed or are you worried about what might happen in the couple of games to come, the Premier League?
There's no fight there. There's no fight. Like I say, you don't want to go on it. Other players, where's Pogba? I don't want to go on it, Jesse, because he's a mank lad. But he's got to look at himself. And Rashford, the poor kid, looks burnt out. Players are not stepping up to the plate. If you're not worthy of that red shirt, what's the point in stepping out onto the pitch, innit? Let the youngsters try in the next few games. But if they can't take the pressure, don't let them play.
I think what Andy said is spot on, some good points. But obviously, we got Goodison Park on Sunday. We have to win. Simple as that. Then, obviously, we play City on a Wednesday. I think that's where he could make a couple of changes, you know, because obviously then we've got the Chelsea game on the Sunday. I just think, Andy, I just think that we lack the leader. We're the Manchester United Football Club. We lack a leader. Someone, if you make a mistake like Keno, he'll give you the right telling off. You know, but we've got no one in that team now who's going to do it, you know, and we've got no fighters. I'm not saying that Manchester United Football Club should win every game, but Christ, I want a battle for 90 minutes, show out. And I don't see it at the moment. I've not seen it for the last couple of games.
Yeah.
Andy, you think you'll get top four?
I really don't know, mate. I really don't know. But if we sign Koulibaly in the summer, that is a leader from the back.
Yeah,
we can start with that.
I think you're looking at, I know what you're saying, I've seen him twice this year, Andy, and he's been average for me, and he's talking £130 million. There's a kid up Roma, the Greek kid, getting for 25. He's on a ball, he can play. is not. That's what we need. We need someone who's going to head the ball 2 foot off the ground like Vidic used to, not scared about getting kicked in the head. Some of these players now, they're not bothered about us. And I see the pictures of Popka walking off the pitch in Barcelona. The rest of the team have come over, just walked off. If you don't want to acknowledge the fans, then fine, but remember how they're getting there, how they're paying, how they're using their family holidays, how they're using their hard-earned money. And for me, I think he could be going, but like you're saying, Andy, it's going to be one hell of a summer.
Big summer, and answers need to be given. That's it.
How do you think answers will be given, Andy, before we let you go?
I don't know what to expect from this club at the moment because there's no clarity. The clarity should have been cleared up. A director of football should have been in at Christmas. And if we don't make top four, fans are going to turn on Ed Woodward. And like I say, it could get nasty before the end of the season. And it's not, none of this is Solskjaer doing. This is the board. This is the players. Jose was right, even though he wasn't the right man for the job, but he's seen it. And this is what we're getting now.
Andy Tate, thank you very much for your call. See you, Andy. See you soon, mate. See you,
awesome.
We're going to go to another caller. The callers keep coming in. I think it's Ayub. Have I got that right? I might have said that completely wrong.
You got it right.
Thank you very much, man. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about our defence.
Oh, yeah? Carry on, mate.
It's shocking. Our defence is shocking. Like, I haven't seen any worse defence than us.
There's something not right, but why do you think then the board have allowed, you know, Smalling, Jones, all these to make it, you know, extensions to the contract? Do you not think they should just be leaving the club if they're not good enough for United?
There's no point. I don't understand why they give him, like, they're not going to get any better. The only thing that they're going to get worse from here on.
Yeah, it all links together with the contract stuff for you. But obviously, we renewed Ashley Young, Phil Jones, Chris Smalling. You're not going to get any resale value for them, so that's definitely, you know, a load of rubbish.
I hope they're going to sell it.
Hey, who's going to pay their contracts? And you need to be out there and buying the best.
Let them just go for free.
Yeah, well, we've got to give them extensions on the contract. Can we terminate them?
Useless.
Yeah, you can't really be out here terminating contracts and stuff. There's a lot of stuff around it. Just let them run it down. Juventus do that. That's Barcelona do that. Madrid, everyone lets those players that aren't good enough do it.
You know, I was thinking, like, imagine if we could get, like, instead of getting Calipoli for 130 million or something like that, you can get, like, Toby Alderweireld for 25 million and then the Ajax kid,
De Ligt.
That guy is about...
He's not going to come
De Ligt. I think De Ligt with De Ligt, what Ajax do really well is they take care of their players where they go as well. So apparently they're either going to go Barca or Bayern because they want the future for the... Obviously, they come out of the academy, the Ajax fans, and they take care of them. So they're making sure they go to progressive clubs. Manchester United is not a progressive club, unfortunately. We're an absolute shambles for a top club. So I can't see De Ligt moving to us. Ajax are going to make that decision. Alderweireld makes sense. 25 million.
Yeah.
Experience in the league. Can play with the ball. He had a good game last night, to be fair to him. I didn't see any faults to the goals that Spurs conceded from him. So Alderweireld's the one for me. If we can't spend the money, then Alderweireld's the one that we get. But Varane, Koulibaly, you're all going to be in contention. All the talk about them.
Right, we're going to take a little break and we're just going to have a chat with hopefully Stuart. I think it's Scottish Stuart. Might be on the line. We'll have a chat with you right after this.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Thank you very much for joining us on my final full-time Devils takeover. I'm going to Excess Manchester Breakfast. Listen on the 23rd of April. Me and Anna Brown kicking things off at 6 a.m. That'll be good. That I'll put you in the capable hands. I think of Gaz. Gaz will be sitting in this seat next week. Webby will always be here, I'm sure. Hello, Webby.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Abdul.
Joe, I'm absolutely devastated you're leaving, mate.
Are you? Have you brought me some chicken wings?
All those toffees and crisp and chicken wings you brought me over the last couple of years. Never had a one. Are you listening, Gaz?
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Gaz. We're here to talk about Manchester United against Barcelona for the next half an hour. Give us a call. 0345-111-7625. Wouldn't be a fitting last show to have this man on. He's called Scottish Stewart. We've not had him on for a while. Hello, Stewart.
Oh, unbelievable.
Stewart!
Oh, right, Stuart, Stuart. I've missed you, mate. I've missed you, pal.
Stuart, are you a real person? In my last show, can you tell me, are you real, Scottish?
Of course
Stuart?
He's real.
Listen, I've been away for a while, boys. I've not been too well. I've been the old grim reaper came for me, but I gave him a kick in the old Niagara Falls.
Oh, top man, Stuart. I'm glad you're better, pal. I'm glad you're better.
So yeah, glad you're better, mate. We've missed you. We have missed you. Every week we're like, where's Stuart?
Honestly, mate, I tell you, I was touch and go. It was bloody bad, but I'm back now. Manchester United is my medicine. That's what makes me feel good when they're playing well and winning games and whatnot. But the last time I rang up, I did see it. I didn't believe Solskjaer was going to get the job permanently. Last time, no one saw it coming, this, the Solskjaer appointment. If anyone says they did, then they're talking absolutely baloney. Because nobody saw it coming, him getting appointed as temporary manager. And I had a belief that it was only going to be temporary. And I've got the thing that's nagging on me is the fact that they give these new deals to these players, the likes of Jones and Small. And I'm worried, have they got him in to be a yes man? Because that is no good for Manchester. Because I can't trust these lot at the top. I can't trust that Woodward. You know, because one thing he's got, Solskjaer, he's got a comfort blanket around him. Because they know the fans will never turn on him. Because he's a Manchester United legend. We know that. He's a legend of the club, and the fans, they've got to be absolute dire to turn on him, which they won't do. So they've got a guy there. Is he going to be a yes man? That's my worry. That is my worry about it. And he's still very, very young. It's a big job to take on his shoulders. Let's hope he can pull it off. I'm not too sure he will, in my opinion. All the Manchester United fans will shoot me down for that. But I've got a horrible feeling he's been brought in to be a yes man. When I look at these new deals they give out to these players, top clubs don't do that. They let the deals run out and they shift them on. Why have they given new deals? I smell something's wrong there. On that alone, that worries me.
100% with you on that. I'm concerned with that as well, Stu. I've mentioned it now twice on the show, and it's almost as someone that doesn't like United running our club, because I've repeated this the third time now, no resale value. All top clubs in Europe, Juventus are good at doing that, Barca, Madrid, they let those type of players run their contracts down. They've done all right at times for them, but they're not the quality enough. Let them run their contracts down, they leave. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting any transfer money in for them. But if you re-sign them, you're just going to be paying off their contract. So you'll end up losing money, actually, in the long term. Because who's going to pay for their contracts at another club right now? And on top of that, a transfer fee. It's just not going to happen. So it is worrying, Stu. I do agree.
Stuart, do you think that game's going to affect top four chances? Do you think that game, Barcelona defeat, will affect United's mentality going into this race for the top four?
I don't know. I mean, some of them players, I mean, Paul Pogba. Alba for me. I've been seeing it a long time about him. Get him shot. Get rid of him. He's a bad apple. I've been seeing it a while now about him. I don't care about his footballing ability. He doesn't show it enough in games. Don't do enough running for me in games. You've got to run as a footballer. You know, you've got to put the running in. You've got to put the work in. You've got to work hard before skill and technical ability. There's too many of them at the club at the moment who are not showing enough heart and desire, and you've got to work hard. That game last night, both sets of teams, they bloody worked hard for that ball. Mm-hmm. Both sets of teams. And we don't do that. It's a worry that we don't make the top four. There's a good possibility we won't make it. There's a good possibility that we will make it. I don't know. It's in the land of the gods, as they say, but let's hope we do it. But I'm just worried about these new deals and these players. Please, God, don't put him in there as a yes man and put it all on that poor man's young shoulders, because he don't deserve that.
Stuart?
If that's the game they're up to. Let us see anyway, Joe. All the best in your new career.
Stuart, you too, man. Thank you very much for calling. You've been a legend, mate.
Great to hear your voice again, pal.
Always
good. Cool.
Yeah. Chat to you soon, mate.
You look after yourself, Joe.
Cheers.
All the best, son.
Cheers.
You're all right.
Thank you very much, man.
Stuart,
an absolute legend who I've spoken to for the last couple of years, and who always says what he thinks, always gives us a call, always puts a smile on our face and reassures us.
I'm glad he's got better. Obviously, we was concerned about why he'd not fallen in, because he was a regular, you know.
He was, and he was the one who put a smile on our faces.
He's battled like I've had a battle. I've won mine, and Stuart's won his, so... Very, very tough for the young man.
Happy days. Magidor, I think I'm getting that right. You're talking about rebuilding the club, mate. You're on next in the full-time Devils takeover.
Yeah,
what do you want to say?
Spot on pronunciation, mate.
What?
Spot on pronunciation there, mate. Well done.
Did I?
You don't know how many teachers, man. You don't know how many teachers look at my name. They're like, nah, I can't do this, man.
Oh, mate, I've been practising on your fair, saying it in my head. You want to rebuild in the club. That's what I've got on my piece of paper here. So where from? Should we start from the back?
I think you start from the top, mate. I think you get, like you guys have been saying, sporting director in. Because someone's got to make the case to the board that the longer you keep Ed Woodward there, the more money you're going to waste. Because he's renewing contracts of players that don't deserve it, hundreds of thousands of pounds. He's buying in players you don't need.
Yeah, that is true. When you think about it, when you think about all these tractor deals that he's making, well, all the money he's making, he's just wasting it down the pot when it comes to giving us the younger contract.
Just a minute, pal. The ground's looking tired. You know, you look at Old Trafford and it looks tired, you know, and where are the Glazers going to put any money into that? Where could we go and move for a year? There's nowhere big enough. You know, we're in a right mess, you know, and we've got to start, like the lad said, direct to the football in. Let's look at starting to put anything in. But we're in a mess at the moment and it's horrible to see.
I think you need to get a sports psychologist in there or someone speak to De Gea, because, man, yesterday, some of these mistakes he's been making is so uncharacteristic of him.
Are you worried?
What's up?
Are you worried about De Gea?
I'm really worried about him, because like, the concentration levels aren't there. Like for Spain, we saw it, where he let in a couple of those Ronaldo shots that should not have gone in. But, you know, yesterday, that Messi shot, I think he wasn't quite set, so it might be quite unfair to criticise him on that one, because I think Messi took the shot quite early. And I think De Gea wasn't quite ready for it. And the other two goals, you're not stopping those. That was Messi's, you know, like, there's two guys that can pull that move off, Messi and Robben, and you're not stopping those.
Not indeed.
So the senior shot was spectacular, yeah.
What about the squad?
I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I think getting Alderweireld in the summer will be good business. I think if we can get him 25 mil for him, give him a lot of cash, I think that's got to be the place to start. I know he's got injury problems, but he's an older centre back. He'll help Lindelof out a lot, I feel like.
Indeed. Right.
Be a good place.
Get onto Twitter, Full Time Devils on Twitter, as well as YouTube, etc., etc. One last question for you then. Top four, do you see it as Manchester United playing Champions League football next year?
No, I don't see it. I think Arsenal have been quite good. Arsenal, I think Tottenham, yeah, they're the two, aren't they? Tottenham will keep on to it, so I feel like they're going to do quite well into the rest of the season. Arsenal have done quite well as well. As long as they avoid injuries to, like, Socrates, I think they should be fine. And with us, I feel like we're going to be in a downward spiral, mate, to be honest.
Man, don't say that. You need to perk us up a bit, man.
Oh, you got to be a realist, man. I don't want to big you guys up and then Saturday comes and we get deflated and you're like, oh, I feel even worse now. You
know okay, I mean? All right, okay. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Cheers.
All the best, man. I'm glad I got your name spot on.
Cheers,
man.
Perfect, mate.
We got Abdullah on the line now. Oh, he's kicking off already. Hello, Abdullah.
The team, Harry Olvis.
I don't know who he's talking to there. Abdullah.
Oh, hello there. Sorry about that.
You're kicking
off.
You're
starting in his seat, wasn't it?
Talking to.
Just one second.
Here.
Sorry, I'm just at work at the moment.
Sorry to interrupt your life, you know what I mean?
Where are you working, dude?
I was on hold for quite a while.
Sorry, where are you working?
I work in Euston train station.
Were you making a train announcement?
Fellow railway rep.
The following train to Manchester delayed by 4 minutes. Abdullah, you want to talk about getting rid of dead...
Yeah, good man.
Sad
to hear you going, man. I'm just all the best.
Thank you very much. You want to talk about dead wood at the club, right? Who are you getting rid of?
Listen, I would say, raw and honest, Lingard.
First name's Lingard. Wow.
Sorry, Lingard's probably the fifth or sixth name. He just came to my head. So this is me being really, really harsh, yeah?
Yeah.
Lingard, Smalling, Ashley Young, Phil Jones, Marcus Rojo, Juan Mata, Ander Herrera. Literally, that's about... That's, and anyone else, I've maybe forgotten them. Those names that I mentioned, we'll get Jose the sack. I'm sorry, we'll get Ollie the sack. If he carries on like this, they will get him the sack, and it's not me asking for him to come out or anything like that. What I mean is that they are not good enough for Manchester United, and whoever doesn't see that, they have serious issues. Did you watch that game yesterday? Did you see the quality? Did you see how good they played against each other, Man City and Tottenham?
Do you know what? I did see that game. It was good.
Everybody. They were as good as anybody, Bayern Munich, Barcelona. They matched every single team in Europe, maybe even better. And we're challenging them in our league. Come on.
The problem we have, mate, is that those clubs are making footballing decisions. They're making footballing decisions and not financial decisions. They're not signing players and just throwing money at them because you can, you know, stick them on an advert with Adidas or do this or do that. It's footballing decisions. It's what's best. Look at Ajax. Even when they're selling their players, they're taking care of them. De Jong, where do you want to go? United offering 100 mil. We're not going to take that. Or De Ligt or whoever would rather take the 90 of Barcelona and take care of our own academy players. Those are clubs that take footballing decisions. Look at in the Europa League, we beat Ajax 2 years ago. Look at the difference. They bought in Daley Blind, who should have never left Manchester United, one of the only players that can play with the ball at his feet. We've not got players that can knock the ball around, mate. It's an absolute disgrace.
It's true. And I would say one last thing. You know, when it comes to Sanchez and maybe Pogba,
yeah?
I think Pogba, people are a bit harsh on him. He's a scapegoat. Ashley Young gets away with so much. Pogba, for me, what annoyed me the worst is when we were on a good run and then we lost the game against Arsenal and we went for a little run and then we went for international break, he should have shut his mouth. That's all he had to shut your mouth, mate. That's what you need to do. We're in a bad time at the moment. Don't talk about Madrid. Don't talk about Zidane, yeah? And then he went and opened his mouth and then his performances, they haven't been that bad. I'll be real with you. People are really, really harsh on Pogba. But personally, even him, I would give him a straight ultimatum. I said, listen, you don't want to be here, right? Off, get out of here.
I'm on the way back from Barcelona on a flight and I was telling everyone, Pogba was the right signing at the wrong time. You know, again, he's a brilliant player. He can probably go Madrid and be top three players in the world within a season because they're an established side and they're looking to rebuild properly with making football decisions. You can go Barcelona, same situation. We weren't established when we bought Paul Pogba in because there was no director of football. It was about making money from sales, from getting out on adverts and all that stuff. Marketable players, that's all we cared about. We got Zlatan in, and just Zlatan that season. When we got Zlatan in, we should have got Lukaku as well in that season because you would have had 40 goals in between both of them. Instead, we got Zlatan in to be marketable and then put all the weight on his shoulder, paid him a big contract and everything for the last couple of years. And I've been saying it for 2 years now, this is Manchester United's biggest summer in my lifetime because this will make or break Manchester United. You can call it an overreaction if you want, but this is where we see if a director for football's in and if we're actually putting the scouts in the right places, how we integrate our youth into the side, just like Ajax have done. Will we buy the right experienced players? Ajax bought Tadic from Southampton and bought Daley Blind, both players who played in the Eredivisie and the Premier League, and look at how they switched that. Those are right signings. You know, and look how they've changed things around. We need to take a leaf out of Ajax's book and make moves right now, Ed Woodward.
Yeah, well, Abdullah said it all there. Take your breath, mate. Abdullah, both of you, great rant there for Abdullah. And thank you very much for calling from Houston. Do a little announcement, tell people on the tonight to listen to Full Time Devils. We're going to go to Adam before the break. Hello, Adam.
You're right there.
Thank you very much for calling us, mate. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how we appointed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer too early, how we should have waited till the end of the season to make our final decision, because as soon as we've appointed Solskjaer, we already had 5 defeats in 7.
So and when you say too early, do you think that you would have appointed him anyway, or do you believe that come the end of the season, if these results didn't go his way, you wouldn't have appointed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as manager?
And I would have come to the end of the season if we didn't get top four. I reckon we should have not got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We only got him because we beat PSG and our other results were good. But you can tell beating PSG was a fluke because we couldn't do it against Barca or any other team, because we lost against Wolves as well twice. And it was too early. I think he's getting carried away now he's got the job. He's getting comfortable now. He's doing what he's doing.
In my opinion, it's nothing. Sorry about that, but it's not about him getting carried away or getting too comfortable or being a yes man. I've been hearing a lot of that, and I don't like hearing it, because I think the problem's at the top of the club. If they'd actually given him a job right at the end of the season, I wouldn't have been happy with that, because players that want to join us need to make decisions, need to know who's the manager, what's the structure of the club. So appointing him then wasn't the worst thing. It's about the moves around it. Where was the director of football put in place? You know, from what I've heard from the week that Ole joined in, the training completely changed. It was quick football, one touch, something Mourinho wasn't doing. This is coming straight from the players, coming straight from the training ground. Everything had changed around the club. We were playing with aggressive football. He turned everything around. But he can only take them to a certain extent, those players. They're poor. They can't play with the ball at his feet because there's no footballing structure. They've not integrated the youth pretty well. They've not bought the right players. And it's had an effect on Ollie. We can't turn around on Ollie right now because we've seen the aggressive play. We've seen the counter-attacking football. We've seen everything we want to see. But it all goes down to the board. I won't see any fan personally turning around and even looking at Ollie, because we've seen that everything go well at the start, but there's just poor footballers in that side. And it goes back to Ed Woodward, because he's making him marketable decisions and not footballing decisions. So I'm not having anyone having a shot at Ollie. Yes, certain substitutions in games should have been better, but personally, I think it's
I'm not having anyone have a go at Ollie, but he should have made a substitution a bit earlier.
I'm saying it, mate.
He'll get him. He's getting some more water, Ravdol. What do you say before we go take a break?
It just seems to me, obviously, like the 5-7 doesn't look good. Through those matches, we should have won. Arsenal away, we should have won. We scored the early chances, we win the game. Mm-hmm. Wolves away in the cup, we got beat by a better team. And if you look at the Wolves game in the league, we could have been 4 up before they scored. Mm. It's all about being more clinical, being more professional, 100%. Putting these chances away. And the game's turned, you know. So don't get on Ollie's back. Hopefully he'll get the right funding next summer and we'll put a better challenge in, hopefully.
We'll rebuild and we'll talk about the game on the weekend against Everton. So much more to get in touch. 0345 111 7625. I want to say thank you to Adam. I've got Matt on hold. Matt, I'm coming to you. Moose, I'm coming to you. John, I'm coming to you. Thank you very much for watching as well. Your predictions in the YouTube comments, please, for the Everton game. Just put a prediction and give you a shout out as well. This is my final show with a full-time Devils phone in. People are asking in the comments where I'm off. I'm just going to Exeter Manchester. They have a breakfast show. I'll be going to that, working at 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. every morning, so I have an early start. But if you want to listen to me, do please come on United Army, follow me there. Right, more to come and your calls right after this.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show. Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
This is the full-time Devil Takeover on XS Manchester. And every week since I've been doing this show, since September 2017, the aim of it is just to be a place on full-time Devils where people can call in and have their say and have a chat with us. We're doing so today. We had 6 callers in the first half. I've got 4 to get through in the middle half. And I've got Matt, Moose and Mike and John all waiting to have a chat. You get into the comments all the time on full-time Devils. Thank you very much. This show will continue so you can have your say and get your voice heard on this wonderful fan channel that is full-time Devils. We'll go to Matt first. Hello, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
I'm good. We want to talk about Barcelona.
Yeah. I just want to briefly say, obviously, I was watching a game against Barcelona the other night, obviously, in my flat sort of thing, and obviously, I thought I mean, to be honest, when we played them at home in the first leg, I thought, you know, when we came away with a 1-0 defeat at home, I thought, okay, go to Barcelona, see what we can, you know, pull out, you know, just to see what, try and what we put. We see what we can pull out of the hat, basically. But obviously, I still think, to be honest, in the summer, I think there's got to be a massive sort of like a spending spree, you could say.
Is there a certain player, mate, you'd love to see at Old Trafford?
I would say Jordan Sancho is one of the targets, is it?
Yeah. You'd love to. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And obviously, I still think obviously how Ashley Young was the other night against Barcelona. I think there's got to be somewhere. Does that make you guys feel with Ashley Young, whether his time is career coming to an end, or just whether do you think Ashley Young has got a bit more in him, sort of thing?
Only Ashley Young will know whether it's his time. He could sit there and take the other year's contract. Surely he's suitable, made the money now for life. So he's not got to cheat himself. If you look at what Gaznev did at West Brom, he still had a contract. He knew he'd gone. He called it a day, you know, and you've got to be big and brave enough. You know what I mean? There's no point taking the money and just thinking, oh, well, I'll get away with it this week. You know, I'll be okay. If you've gone, you've gone. Now, what he was saying there about, I thought the first 10 minutes of the night, I thought, we're up for this. Yeah, we're really up for this. You know, we were knocking the ball about. We looked like Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he scores a goal, and the second goal, it's game over, you know. And the last call before was saying that PSG wasn't a fluke. I thought we played very well over there. I can't remember our goalkeeper make loads of saves.
We went everything to the script in that game, and everyone, just because they had a lot of the ball, they didn't even challenge us enough in front of goal, in my opinion, Paris.
They can have all the ball if all the ball they want, you know what I mean?
No semi-final. Musa wants to talk about how we can offload players. Hello, mate.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, talk to us, mate. How are we going to offload players?
Yeah, I mean, Abdullah was saying earlier about how this is going to be the biggest transfer window for us in recent time. And I totally agree with him. And there's lots of talk about what players we need to bring in. But I think there needs to be more talk about how we're going to get rid of players, because there's a lot of deadwood. We've talked about Chris Smalling, Phil Jones, Marcus Rojo, even Ashley Young, and Alexis Sanchez. There's no real way to get rid of them. We can't really terminate their contract. They're here in the long run on huge wages. No one really wants to buy them because they're on massive wages. So I wanted to ask, do you think we could follow Chelsea and Liverpool in suit of what they've done with, like, Karius or Victor Moses, putting them out on long-term loans to other smaller clubs, maybe in Turkey or in Eastern Europe, and try and get them off the wage books that way so we can bring in better players or integrate youth that way?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of doing it, mate. I agree. I think it's a good way of doing it. I think you need the right mix. A lot of the Italian sides seem to be doing that, and I always use Juve as an example. They get the right players for cheap, and they get rid of the right players as well by doing that. One of them is the loan system. So, yeah, I agree with that, mate.
Thank you very much, Musa, for your call. This is the full-time Devil's Takeover. I just want to get through these calls so we can chat about Everton on the weekend. We're going to go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
I'm great, very, very well, Mike. Yeah, if we're on the background, just turn us down a bit. Well, I think you did that already because it came to you very quick. Mike, prospects for next season? That's what you want to say.
Well, look, I think when you see the games yesterday and you watch the Arsenal, the Ajax game on Tuesday, I think what's pretty clear is as far as how we should be playing next season, you need ball-playing footballers across the pitch.
Yeah.
Your left back has to be comfortable on the ball. Mm-hmm. Your right back has to be comfortable on the ball. Your center backs have to be comfortable on the ball. So as far as recruitment is concerned, it's clear that our biggest problem is at the back. Not necessarily because they don't have the skill set. I mean, our defenders are good, but they're just not comfortable on the ball.
100%.
And there's something that I just wanted to say about why I think Mourinho played Pogba as deep as he did. It was partly because he probably felt that we just didn't have enough players that could carry the ball from the back forward. And so he probably put Pogba deeper because, you know, there are times when he was always forcing Pogba back and no one really understood why, until you kind of see how Smalling is on the ball and you see how Jones is on the ball. And yes, Lindelof is a bit of an improvement. You see Bailly on the ball. He's really poor. You see our fullbacks on the ball. It's funny because Lindelof at right back on Tuesday was better on the ball than Ashley Young has been as our right back the entire season. And this tells you how uncomfortable, you know, these guys are. So when they're looking to recruit this summer, my only hope is they get defenders who can play the ball on the ground. Because if we can do that and we can establish a passing game, it opens things up for us up front. And then also our attackers, Martial, Rashford, is getting to the point now, yes, we know they're very young, but they have to deliver. When you see what, indeed, you know, Mane and Firmino and whatever are doing,
yeah,
you know, they have to deliver.
Whatever they're doing over there, Mike, thank you very much for your call, mate. Yeah, top call. We've got to roll through these. John, you want to quickly say something about the youth?
Yeah.
My final caller, John. So.
I can say goodbye.
Oh, thank you, John. Look, how was your trip to Barcelona?
He's in America.
Are you in America, John?
My little lad is, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, right, okay.
He's gone with mum.
The famous Alex Neil. Go check him out on YouTube. John, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think, like Abdul said before, we need to adopt the Ajax model, really, and look at bringing the youth in. I know, like, John Garner and Greenwood have all made their debuts this year, but apart from a few others that I could mention, I can't really see anybody else coming through. We've got three defenders already on loan as well. I don't know why we just don't give one or two of them a bit of a run. And it's really disappointing because, like Webby said, the ground's looking tired now, and I think even the facilities at Carrington, yeah, there's been no investment, and I can't.
There's no care of the club spot on, mate.
No,
John, yeah, and also with these owners, John, I can't see any investments going to the ground's been the same.
Yeah. The ground's been the same. So I've been going 13 years. You guys, of course, have been going much longer, but the ground's never changed. It looks absolutely knackered. The academy facilities, again, everywhere else I go, is so much better. You're spot on there, mate.
John, you were my final caller, mate. Thank you very much for giving me a call.
Have a top one.
Cheers, guys.
Bye, John. Cheers, see you later, John. Right, nice. Let's just have a quick chat about Everton. Jez Singh on YouTube says it'll be 2-1 to United. I think Blazing Aces says 2-0. Going down here, prediction, Jonathan says 3-1 to Manchester United. We're going through what you think Everton and United game might finish come the end of Easter Sunday when we play them at 1:30. Wow.
Yes, it's going to be Goodison Park. Wherever they are in the league, is always an hard game. Yeah. They got the kid suspended, haven't they? Forget his name now. He took a three-match ban. The kid in midfield, Gomez.
Gomez.
Great player for him. He's suspended. But you know what you're going to get with Everton? It's going to be a right hard battle. I'd set 1-0 now, all day long.
I'd say 1-0 at Everton, no matter who we got as manager, no matter which players we got, always take that one.
I would always take 1-0 as well. Right, we're going to have to say goodbye. It's been an absolute mental. We had about 13 callers throughout this. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry if there was a bit of a problem hearing at the start, but we've got it all right now with Abdul and Webby. Webby, your final words to everyone who might have had their heads down going into the next game, you know?
Yeah, obviously, get behind the boys on Sunday. Start Sunday. It's a massive week for the football club. It obviously never went well at Barcelona. Get behind the boys, you know. Let's beat Everton Sunday. Let's move on to the derby and a crucial game against Chelsea. Just back him. Wow. You know, it's not as great as we want it to be, but just let's get behind the boys and let's see where we are next Sunday at 6:00.
Indeed. And this show will be back next Thursday with Gaz. I'm going to go, but thank Abdul
and Webby.
I will see you. I'm going to take, I might be back now and again, but this will be my final one. I'm going to XS Manchester, this wonderful station here. I'm going to the breakfast show, so come and listen 6 a.m. I know it's dead early, right? But if you're listening, I don't know, in America,
it's always worth it when Joe's on.
Thank you very much, Abdul. United, up the Reds and all that. But I want to thank you. Every week you've listened and you've watched, and you know, maybe the volume wasn't on, or maybe we weren't connected right, or maybe we're 10 minutes late for the stream, but you've always called in and you've always had your say, and this will continue to be the platform for you, the fans, to have your voice heard, you know, because Manchester United, we all love them. It might not be going well at the minute, but things will be up, and Abdul and Webby and Gaz and all the four-time devils that will be here to keep you entertained. Thank you very much. Over and out from myself. Have a lovely evening.
Love you, Manchester. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.